Recent rains have Cooper Lake at one of its highest levels in several years, and I talked water with Sulphur Springs City Manager Mark Maxwell Monday morning.
I thought we'd get the latest on Cooper Lake. We've had a lot of rain, and just see if we're near over the top.
We're getting closer. We gained about 6 inches of water in the lake this last week. We had a couple of storms come through, and it wasn't like some of the earlier events where the rain just kind of covered the whole area and parked there for a while, but it was enough to add a little bit more water. We're 1 feet, 9 inches low.
I think maybe if we had a real big event, if it landed just in the right spot, that would be
good. We could, one good event would put us over the top, but we're to the point now, we've got more water in the lake than we've had in a good 5 years or so, so we're breathing a little easier around here.
Yeah. We've talked before, their watershed is just so tiny for that lake. Rain has to hit the right spot.
Yeah, in lakes, it's all about the ratio of the watershed to the size of the lake itself. And it's not bad, but it's not great either. And by contrast, the watershed for Lake Sulphur Springs, while it might be smaller than the Cooper Lake watershed, is still much, much larger in ratio to the lake itself. So Lake Sulphur Springs fills up pretty quickly when we get a rain.
As far as what's going on at the lake, I assume North Texas Municipal District, I assume they're back in operation. I know they ran out of rights there for a while.
They did, but the rights, there's two components to their rights, and one of them reset in January, and the other becomes available whenever there's rain, and so they're... I'm sure they're back to pumping.
As far as dredging is concerned, of course, we're not involved in that, but a lot of those other interests are.
Yeah, they had a dredging project that got started and then floundered. I don't know what happened there, but I know they've got a new contractor, and I expect to see that start up probably this summer.
Mm-hmm. And again, our water picture is just, you know, the more the lake fills up, our water picture just looks better and better.
Yeah, remember, we use about a third of our storage there every year. In the worst years, we use about a third of the storage. And we've got Lake Sulphur Springs is topped off at the moment. So if it quit raining today, we'd be fine for almost 4 years. But let's not have any of that.
We've talked before about El Nino and the benefits that we get here. I noticed, obviously, we've seen what's going on in California and Seattle and all up and down
the... Oh, the West Coast, especially El Nino tends to be bad for the Northwest, but California's been in a drought for a while, and this is making the situation worse.
And worse and worse.
You know, I was raised in California, and you grow up hearing about drought and how the state can blow away this year.
Yeah.
and it never has, but man, I don't know how they're going to get out of this one. It's really, really bad.
KSST News.